Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. How many electric scooters can 16 burglars steal in 5 hours? The answer, apparently, 82. Police say that's how many were stolen from a Nolita scooter shop called Inokim earlier this month. Maybe they could have taken more, but there were no more to take. Each scooter is worth $2,000 to $3,000. The thieves also made off with an iPad and $6,700 in cash. They gained entry by breaking a lockbox on the storefront that contained a key. 4 people have been arrested so far. They're charged with burglary and possession of stolen property. A Brooklyn pastor who was in the news earlier this week as a crime victim is making headlines again, but for a different reason. A woman claims Bishop Lamour Whitehead stole her life savings.
Mayor Adams spoke cautiously when asked about a lawsuit reported to be filed against Brooklyn Bishop Lamour Whitehead.
I have always maintained relationship with people who have gone through traumatic experiences.
The lawsuit says a congregant is suing him over $90,000 she gave him to help her buy a home. She neither received the money or the house. The lawsuit questions whether the money went to his other business ventures.
If there is a case in front of a judge, the judge will make that decision.
Sources tell 1010 Winds that investigators are aware of the allegations in the lawsuit. The mayor referenced the death of Whitehead's father, community leader Arthur Miller, who died after a confrontation with police. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Last weekend, armed men stormed Whitehead's church as he was delivering a sermon and stole jewelry valued at $1 million from him and his wife. A man used a hammer to smash 2 windows at a Midtown Starbucks early yesterday morning. Police say he left an anti-Semitic statement on a piece of paper. It was found in front of the building at 593 9th Avenue. Surveillance camera video captured photos of the man. You can see them at 1010winds.com. The NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is taking the lead on this investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A New York City police officer has been arrested for using fake license plates to avoid paying a toll. 27-year-old Joseph Marino faces 11 counts of second-degree possession of a forged instrument and 12 counts of petty larceny. Another cop spotted Marino in a white Mercedes SUV with fake temporary New Jersey plates with a different number on them. Marino apparently had several New York license plates in the trunk of his car that he'd used to prevent it being towed. Investigators say the car was caught traveling on the Outer Bridge crossing a dozen times with fake plates. A shooting in Chelsea this morning. Shots were fired at and by police.
The NYPD saying just before 3 this morning outside the Doe nightclub, 2 of their plainclothes cops noticed a robbery in progress. When they tried to break it up, the suspect shot at them. Police returned fire. No one was hit on either side. The 2 suspects got into a silver Audi and got away. I asked this man, who's lived here for 20 years, if he was surprised by all this.
No. What can be done, you think? I mean,
change to the zoning. It's diminished the number of establishments. It's really the density of it.
We noticed last night when we came here 3 in the morning, there was probably 500 people.
Yeah. I think it needs to be dispersed more.
Okay.
I think it's too densely packed.
The very same block where a man was shot and a police cruiser hit by a bullet 10 days ago. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 21st and 6th.
A guilty verdict on a number of counts today for a New York City neurologist charged with sexually abusing patients. Prosecutors say Dr. Ricardo Cruciani had groomed vulnerable patients by overprescribing painkillers and in several incidents got them behind closed doors, exposed himself, and then demanded sex. The 68-year-old doc was convicted on 12 criminal counts, including predatory sexual assault and rape. His attorney says there will be an appeal. New York State's health commissioner has declared monkeypox as an imminent threat to public health. With more than 1,200 cases in New York, the city may do the same.
110,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine are coming to the state from the federal government, 80,000 going to the city. But State Health Commissioner Mary Bassett tells 1010 Winds, we need more.
So it's rapid rise, it's global reach, and its occurrence among men who have sex with men have made us very concerned. We need more vaccines.
She also cautions, don't wait for the vaccine.
This is not talking about abstinence. This is talking about knowing what you're doing.
The city has over 90% of the cases. Mayor Adams says the city health commissioner is still deciding whether to declare an imminent threat here.
It will free up and allow me to do certain things if we do the same thing in the city, and he's going to make that determination.
Julie Walker, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.